This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. What's up, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are talking all about your GPA. I love the title of this episode because a GPA is not a reflection of who you are or what you are capable of. I'm probably going to say that a few times because I think it's a really hard thing to challenge, because we talk about this all the time, and GPA is such an important part of our culture in college and in really our entire lives. So this is going to be a really fun one, and I hope it's going to challenge the way that you think about your GPA. So we're going to just dive right in. So I want you to first think about your own thoughts about what a GPA actually is. So what is actually considered a good GPA or a bad GPA? And this is really dependent on you, because the way I look at that is very, very different than the way some of my students look at that. So anytime I talk about, you know, what kind of goal do you have as far as a GPA? And they're like, oh, I just want to get a good GPA. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean to you? What does a good GPA actually mean? So it's important for you to even just reflect on, when I say a good GPA or a bad GPA, what are your initial thoughts whenever you hear that? And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because this semester, I've worked with college students now for, I think this is my 10th year working one-on-one with college students. And this is the first year that I've really, really seen a shit ton of shame around GPA. And so I really just feel like I need to talk about it because it's just super important. And when I say shame, I'm really talking about the beliefs that you have about yourself that are negative because of this GPA. So I work with some students, not all students, but I work with some students who are below a 2.0 GPA. And because of this, I've seen a lot of doubt. Like, they're expressing a shit ton of doubt about themselves, and they end up limiting what their options are because of this GPA. So I'll give you a couple examples. I worked with a student a few weeks ago, and they wanted to learn more about research on campus, but they were afraid to go talk to a professor because they didn't want to talk about their GPA. Again, we just automatically assume things and what people will think about us because of our GPA, but your professors don't have access to your GPA. At least, I'm pretty sure most schools, they don't actually allow that, which is kind of cool. But we, you know, you just don't know that, so you aren't going to reach out and like ask. So I think that's important for you to consider as far as your GPA goes. And then another student, actually, this has happened multiple times this semester with students, where they end up limiting their options as far as internships because they feel like they have to get their GPA up before they can actually go out and try to find an internship. And that's actually a limiting belief. That's not reality. Now, I say that with a couple asterisks, I guess, and I think it's important to think about, you know, if you want to get an internship at a huge company, let's say like Lockheed Martin, or a huge company like Under Armour, if you really wanted to do something like that and do an internship, they are getting thousands of applicants to apply for those internships. So in order to limit those, because they can't read 1,000 applications, they're going to limit it by GPA. So yes, you might not be able to get one of those internships. That's true. But that doesn't mean that you can't get a local internship, or that you can't get and go out and try to get an internship yourself with a company that you would love to work with. There are some companies that actually don't even have internship programs, but they would love to have you work for them for 10 hours a week for free just to learn and help them out. So there's so much opportunity out there. So don't limit yourself just because you might have a quote unquote low GPA. Some places don't even ask you about your GPA. And that's a really great way to build your experience and to build your confidence and your skills by doing internships, which maybe I should do a whole episode about that. But I want you to think about that. A GPA is just not a reflection of who you are or what you're capable of. So if you have a lower GPA, like below a 2.0, it doesn't mean that you're not capable of doing a lot of amazing things in life. So I just want to remind you of that. And then the flip side of that is having a really high GPA, quote unquote. And this is a GPA that we're like, oh yeah, this is so good. I have a great GPA. And a GPA can have a lot of importance if you want to go to law school or medical school and some graduate schools that are really competitive. Yes, a GPA is important, but it says more about following directions than who you are or what you're capable of. And I wanted to share this because I tried so hard to get a great GPA in undergrad, and you know, I went to every class and I, you know, did all the papers and I never missed an assignment. And I was so like on it, for lack of a better word, because I wanted to pursue a high GPA. And I thought that that was going to show my value in the world. And that is not true. That is not accurate at all. I will say that my GPA did help me get into graduate school. And now I'm working on my PhD, which is cool. And maybe I wouldn't have gotten here without a high GPA, but I hear about other people's GPA and I'm like, oh, okay. Like they are totally making it in the world and it's fine. So, and it has nothing to do with what they're capable of at all. So I guess whenever I was striving for this GPA, I rarely thought outside the box. I was awesome at following directions and I could do, you know, step A and step B and step C and step D and step E and step F. But if I had to create a new path that went from A to X, I wouldn't know how to do that because I just knew how to follow directions. And that's actually not where our economy is going at all. We are not going to be the type of people in the next 10 to 20 years who are just following directions. That's not what is going to work anymore. And you're going to have to learn how to think for yourself and how to get creative and think outside the box. And your GPA is just one piece of the entire puzzle of who you are and what you're capable of. And your internships, your experiences, your leadership opportunities at different clubs and organizations, those things will help you actually build skills and build experiences that you'll be able to talk about in interviews and help you build your confidence as well. Your GPA is just a small piece of that. So sure, strive, do well, but do well because you want to learn, not necessarily to get a certain GPA, because a GPA is not a reflection of who you are and what you're capable of. It is literally just a number. I guess I just want to wrap up this episode by saying that you don't have to put all of this weight on this one number, and it doesn't have to limit your options. It also isn't going to be the end-all be-all for you to do amazing things in the world. It is just one piece of it. I hope that this episode just really helped you think about your GPA and what your relationship is to it. Again, we just are bought into this idea that it's the most important thing, and it is definitely not the most important thing. So just consider that as you move forward this semester and the rest of your time in college. Strive for whatever kind of GPA that you want, but just know that it is not the only thing that you need in order to live the life that you want. I love you all, sending you all the good vibes as the semester only has a few weeks left in it, depending on when you're listening to this. If you've loved these episodes, please share them with another college student. That is the one way that I can help get this message out there, because I really believe in every college student that you have so much to offer the world and that you can do amazing things and that you can use college to make your dreams reality. But you have to take steps towards that. Again, if that message resonates with you, please share this with another college student. Again, don't forget to subscribe, and I will catch you in the next episode. Have an excellent week.